It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack.
In chemistry, as we create different products, we often use some of the same ingredients that you use in foods and recipes, etc. And I remember there was one hair care product that really was a huge hit, and it was a styling gel, had a lot of holding power. And what held it was this protein called Glidin. It's not often used by many chemists, but it is something I found very unique. But what I found very interesting is because it was a holding product, or almost like a glue for the hair, that's what's involved when we talk gluten. And so I get excited because today's guest is Casey Cornwell. Now, Casey's got an extensive background as we start talking about gluten, because she not only has developed all kinds of recipes and videos for Whole Foods, California Tourism and Travel Commission, California Fig Board, several other gluten-free publications. She's appeared on national TV, on PBS, the Food Network, etc. But we're going to talk about some fun things in dealing with gluten. So, Casey, thank you for joining us.
I'm happy to be here.
Okay, so here's the question. Okay, now I've used it when formulating products, and I got to admit, one of my favorite food groups is bread, and I know there's a lot of gluten in it. Okay, you're already chuckling. So I've cut back, I admit it. But talk to me, you know, why do we want to be gluten-free?
You know, David, I'm not one of the people that thinks everybody in the universe needs to be gluten-free. I think that if something makes you feel essentially like hammered hell, you should try to avoid it. And in the case, in my particular case, I have an autoimmune disease called celiac, which causes my body to react negatively to gluten. It's an autoimmune disease, so my body sort of attacks itself when I consume gluten. There are a number of other autoimmune diseases, ones that specifically affect the gut, like Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, and people who have those often have a hard time digesting the gluten protein. Gluten is a protein, and like you said, it's sticky, right? So there's a reason it sounds like glue. And it's one of the hardest proteins to digest. So for somebody like me, I can't have it. For people who have other autoimmune diseases, it's hard for them to process. And there's probably, based on the science, I believe somewhere between 5 to 10% of the population who has some sort of issue digesting gluten.
Okay, so if it's 5 or 10% of the population, the gluten-free is growing in popularity. I mean, I remember my sister talking to me about it and saying, you've got to go gluten-free. What about the rest of us that don't have some of these diseases? Maybe if I do, I don't know it yet. So what are the benefits to me to go gluten-free today? Or like you said, maybe I don't have to go 100% gluten-free, so I can have a little bread. But I admit, it's one of the things I've reduced to help me lose weight. But what are the benefits for me to be gluten-free?
Well, like I said, so gluten is a protein that's really difficult to digest. So when we talk about gut health, I know you've done a couple other podcasts with folks talking about gut health and how, you know, the roughly 80% of your autoimmune system of your, you know, immunity is in your GI system. Then you consider that your the chemicals like serotonin and dopamine, some of those are manufactured in your GI system, and your GI system regulates those. So if you're putting what I'm going to say predominantly clean foods in your body, making it easy for your GI system to work correctly, then it's easier for your GI system to say, regulate the dopamine in your body or regulate the serotonin in your body. So, like you said, if you don't have an issue, David, with gluten, then I think you can have some. I think you could go someplace and you can have pizza and a beer and be okay. But I think
I'm going to ask you for that in writing so I can show it to my wife.
No worries. But I think if you go to the grocery store and you ask yourself, you know, why are these lunch meats labeled gluten-free? Really, you should ask yourself, what are in the lunch meats that are not labeled gluten-free? Because why is there gluten in my lunch meat? Do you see what I'm saying? I think you should consider the additive and the filler that's in lots of different products. And when you see something that shouldn't have gluten, you know, when you walk to the ketchup or the dressing aisle and you see some are labeled gluten-free and some are not, you know, ask yourself, why would that vinaigrette have gluten? Maybe I should turn the bottle around and look for the one that has ingredients I can pronounce. Because I can pretend like everybody in the universe is going to make their own salad dressing, because I do, but most people are going to buy mayonnaise and buy salad dressing and buy some of those things because that's how they live.
Okay, and we approach things from the beauty side, and obviously beauty inside out, what you eat is going to affect your skin in a lot of ways. Where are some of the, where is gluten hiding in maybe some of our topical products?
You know, one of the main places it hides is lipstick. So, as I'm sure you know, there are, you know, a number of binding agents. And the trouble with gluten is it has a whole bunch of names, right? It doesn't, not everything that contains gluten says, you know, it doesn't say wheat gluten. It might say wheat germ oil, or it might be something that's derived from barley. Or, you know, there's a number of, there's a list on my website that has all the different names for gluten. So lipstick is one of the places, and that for somebody like me is particularly dangerous because it's sitting right on my mouth. So inherently, as I consume things, I'm going to consume a little bit of my lipstick.
Okay, and let me ask a quick question. You, if I heard you correctly, you're saying on your website you have a list of some of these ingredients?
There's a list for names for gluten. And there's a list for ingredients that may contain gluten.
Perfect. Okay. So at the end, in just a couple minutes, we're going to give your website address, but I didn't mean to interrupt. Let's keep going.
Yeah. So I actually had a situation. I'm really good about reading the ingredients, and I was getting sick for 2 weeks. I could tell that I was getting gluten in my system, and we couldn't figure out what it was. I'm looking through everything in the refrigerator, and it happened to be my hair conditioner. I missed an ingredient. There was wheat protein in my hair conditioner. And for me, because I am so sensitive, just it being in my conditioner, sitting in my hair, you know, running down my body, whatever, when I take a shower, and then touching my hair, you know, and then touching my face or whatever, that was enough to make me slightly sick.
So topically, we've talked about it in other shows, like you said, is a large portion of these ingredients are actually absorbed by your body and can become systemic. Mm-hmm. So if you're sensitive to gluten, you know, I could see it definitely being a problem. As I mentioned, I've used it in a hairstyling product because there you want the stickiness. But to put it in some mm-hmm. of these others as a filler, you know, you really, there's a lot of better ways to formulate, especially if there are those that are sensitive to it.
Right. And there are beauty brands that you know, go to the trouble of testing and making sure that they are gluten free, and so those are those are the products that I use predominantly because they've gone to the trouble of denoting that those are going to be safe for somebody like me.
Definitely. But you've also brought up a good point, because it's not just for the 10% or whatever of the country that's sensitive to it, but for all of us to really be aware about what's going into our body and why put things into our body that may not be good for us that we don't need.
Exactly. If you can find a great product, whether it's a food product or a skin and body care product that doesn't have a lot of, I like to use the term wonky, doesn't have a lot of wonky stuff, then and it's just as good, maybe even better, then use the product that doesn't have wonky stuff.
Well, you should call it the wonky list then. And so I invite our listeners to visit to Casey's website, because there's a lot of great information, including the list of the ingredients that may contain gluten. So visit the website gfreefoodie with an IE at the end .com. gfreefoodie.com. We're going to put it up on the website. Casey, thank you for joining us. I'm David Pollack, your personal beauty guru. Thank you for listening, and until next time.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.